Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. I'm Bir Kantore, and I'll be with you for the next hour. This week, I won't be hosting the show alone either. I have two fantastic guests joining me, and there'll be a lot of Intuitive Answers today. For our first-time listeners, or those of you who are new to Blog Talk Radio, we also have a magical chat room you can join us. But finding it can be tricky sometimes, so good luck. You need to log on to Blog Talk Radio site using your Facebook or Twitter account details, and then refresh the page and scroll down, and you will see the magical chat room. It's like a unicorn. Some sees it, most can't. So good luck. And if you'd like to get a reading from me or my wonderful guests, you can call the number that's on the page. And I recommend calling now before the lines are full, because they almost are. I already have a long list of callers on the switchboard. So who are my wonderful guests? Well, Terry and Lena Jameson. The first time they've been with me on Intuitive Answers, we had so much fun, we decided to do it again. In case you haven't listened to the first show or new to the famous psychic twins, let me tell you a bit about them. Terry and Linda, I mean, I don't know where to begin. They're amazing people. And professionally, they are the world's most documented psychics with an unrivaled track record of accurate predictions. They are the authors of number one bestseller worldwide, Psychic Intelligence. They wrote their autobiography, Separated at Earth, The Story of the Psychic Twins. They've been on hundreds of TV shows, radio broadcasts. They've been on Nightline, The View, Good Morning America, The Tyra Show, The Ricky Lake, The Unexplained, The Today Show. Oh, my God. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I'm going to ask them what else, you know, what's next? And are they coming back to TV? I want more books. And guess what? They're going to be taking your questions. Yay! I know a lot of you have been dreaming of getting a reading from the Psychic Twins, and today's your day, so call in, and I'm going to be picking callers just based on my intuition, so it's not like first call, first serve. My angels guide me to your number. That means you are meant to be. It doesn't matter if you call the lost. And what I want to do, if the system cooperates with me, because last week, if you were listening to the show, you'll remember that I had some difficulties signing onto a show, then staying on the line. And this week, I'm having difficulty trying to allow my guests to join me. Normally, there should be a little button that allows me to unmute them. Terry, Linda, girls, are you there? Because I can see your number, but I'm not given an option to unmute you all. Really? Blog Talk Radio? You're going to pull this on me? You were just speaking a minute ago. What happened? Excuse me. Okay, I'm just going to pray, because I really don't know what else to do. So let's give it another go. Well, joys of Mercury retrograde. I haven't had any of these problems the last month or the month before, and here we are dealing with the system. So I'm redialing them. Fingers crossed, people. Let's get them back on the air. Let's say hello to Linda and Harry. And in the meantime, I'm just going to say hello to my friends in the chat room. Thank you all for joining. It's exciting. Hello?
Birkin?
Birkin?
Yay, you're back. You're back.
Yay, you're here.
We got thrown off. We got disconnected.
Well, now you're back, and hopefully angels will keep us all on live on the air.
Hopefully.
Did we crash your system?
Exactly. I have callers popping up on the switchboard five at a time, and the chat room is going nuts, and the anticipation, you can just taste it in the air. So welcome.
Oh, yes, we can.
Wonderful. It's crackling.
Oh, my gosh.
Exciting.
Oh, well, your prayer worked. You got us back. Now you can't get rid of us.
Yay. Who says I won't?
Yay.
my goodness. How have you been since the last time? I know you guys been busy. And
we've been really busy.
Oh, yes, we have been. Very so busy running.
Exciting stuff happening. We're going to be on a TV. We just filmed a TV special called True Believers, Birkin. It's going to air in April. And we're part of a 2-hour special, but there's going to be other people in it. And we're excited about that.
As far as I know, we're the only predictors in the segment. It's really about our extreme weather predictions, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, superstorms, megastorms. Over the years, we've predicted all of the major ones since probably 2009 or 10.
And
wow.
So that's exciting, and we just came out in a couple of books, not our own, but two other people's books.
Couple of books?
And
not even one.
Yeah,
tell
couple.
Four.
Two at once.
Well,
can you believe
one,
that?
We're very excited. One is a Hay House book by Scott Podmore. It's called Conversations with Mediums. And Scott interviewed 30 of the best psychic mediums across the world, and he chose the 12 that he felt were the best, and we were fortunately included in that. It is available on Amazon and all over the world as Kindle, ebook, soft copy. I think the hardcover is coming soon. And then the other book that we're excited about is called The Top 100 Psychics and Astrologers in America. Now, Birkin, this came out 18 years ago. We were in this book, and it's been revised
wow.
because so many of the psychics died.
Bless their soul.
And can you believe this? So many psychics died, they had to add astrologers. And we're in that book too, and we're excited about that. That's on Amazon as well.
Wow, isn't it beautiful to receive finally some recognition for the beautiful gift that you have? Because I know you guys have been receiving a lot of cyber attacks and people bullying you, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, so much bullying.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Remember that period? It was awful. It's less bullying than it used to be, we're happy to report.
I think that we're
really?
Actually convincing the skeptics.
Yes.
Yes, I think we're finally turning them around. They finally said, Uncle, we give up. You've proven yourself thousands of times over, and we're not going to bug you anymore.
Exactly.
So
I mean, come
know.
On. How can you fight with the facts? I mean, the dates match,
exactly.
predictions match, and you do this every year. It's like, you know, instead of giving one person a reading, you are giving an entire planet a reading every year.
Well said.
And you follow
like
up.
That.
You follow up. I mean, if you are on their Twitter, you'll see that every prediction, whenever they come through, they will follow up and see, here's a prediction, here's the broadcast, you can confirm it. So, I mean,
exactly.
At this
it's
point,
time-stamped. Right. We always link it, right, to the prediction, which is time-stamped. And proven.
Yeah.
And they're always on somebody else's show. It's like we're doing your show now. We can't edit your show.
No.
And we always do our world predictions on Beyond the Gate radio show. So we can't go in and edit David's
mm-hmm.
show.
No, after the fact, no.
No, but those who don't want to believe, I think there's no proof possible for those people. And those who believe, they don't need
That's
proof.
Right.
But
correct.
Those who are
That's
on
right.
the fence, those who are on the fence can definitely use your validation. They can definitely benefit from your Twitter account. They can definitely go back and listen to it. Because I know Tyra Banks was really impressed with you, and you made an impact on how she perceived psychics and if this is real or not. She was really amazed by you. And
she was a skeptic, too.
She was
yeah.
a skeptic and admitted that she was a skeptic until she met us back in 2009, and now she is a believer. It's really interesting how skeptics will try to really put down everything that we do because they literally, they're committed to discrediting everything paranormal at all costs. They're really true cynics, and they're not really committed to being open-minded at all.
And I feel like they are doing this at the cost of even changing the facts and rephrasing your predictions to that level. I mean, they're on a mission. It appears that way to me. But you know what? Let's not give them any more airtime than they deserve.
Right.
Let's
yes.
focus on
we
love.
Agree.
Let's focus on beautiful things because there's more coming. I just had a question. Do I remember it correctly? Have you been on Psychic Children?
Well, we were actually, we did Psychic Children. That was the original ABS. It was a movie that we starred in for A&E, and it was produced by CBS. And this was many years ago. And then it was picked up by somebody else, took the idea and made it into a show called Psychic Kids. But we were the original pilot.
In 2000.
And we're never paid for Psychic Kids or anything, but we made the original movie, and then it was made into a series.
Oh, you see, because I know Psychic Kids, and then I remember seeing you being on the show. I saw it somewhere on the internet, and I'm like, you know what? They look young, but come on.
Well, we're older than everybody, Birkin. So older than we look, let's say. And so we're the true pioneers, you know. And we actually did the original movie, Psychic Children. And actually, I don't think it's even online. I don't think anybody can
buy it
or see it. But there's a little bit of a clip from it on YouTube.
It airs every so often on A&E, but very few people realize that was the prototype for the show Psychic Kids, which we have no part of. They didn't invite us to be a part of it.
You work as psychic detectives too, right? You, in fact, both of you crimes. I remember the case of Olivia Newton.
John.
Help me.
Oh, do you remember that?
Remember when her boyfriend went missing, Patrick McDermott went missing in 2005. I think it was down in a pier not far from where we live, and the CBS Insider brought us in to help with the case right after he went missing, and they were literally trawling the water. The police were trawling the water to try to find a dead body. We said, there's no dead body here. He has faked his death, and he's hiding in Mexico, and you will find him in Mexico. And sure enough, he himself admitted five years later that he was hiding in Mexico, and he started a new life and said, leave me alone, and I don't want to be bothered.
Well, this was actually the biggest celebrity missing persons case in history that was cracked on TV, and so we have both of those tapes on YouTube as well.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
I remember also watching you guys on BIOS, The Unexplained. That was a beautiful episode.
I might have
did it to your part because I just wanted to you guys.
bless your heart.
And you also looked really pretty. I'm going to give you that. I mean, the whole psychic
thing. Oh, wow. You're always so kind.
We were brought into Arizona to work on a cold case. It was an Arizona cold case. A woman had, her daughter had turned up dead about 20 years ago. So we were tracking the killer, and we went to the original trailer where he killed her.
We
went to the desert, and it's really amazing to work on a murder case where you're actually holding the hands of family members. This is something that is rarely done. Uh-huh. We also did it last year on the Tricia Show, and the Tricia Show, they flew us into Connecticut to do that show, but it's like we have worked on quite a lot of murder cases. We only work on murder cases if the family contacts us directly, though. People will often, you know, they'll say, oh, I told the family about you. And that actually annoys people, right? If you approach the family directly, they can get very angry.
Oh, they don't always love it if you approach them, and we've never done that. Some people are just very skeptical about psychics in general. But if they look at our track record.
Exactly. And I can imagine that they would be at an emotionally raw point and very sensitive.
Right.
So the way you guys are doing it is a much more sensitive approach and still helpful. Now, what are some of the biggest predictions that you both made for 2014 and already have happened?
Yes, already. Oh, you will not believe this, but we've already had about 100 of our predictions have happened since we did David's show almost six weeks ago. The biggest ones I'd have to say would be the death of the Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman by overdose. Now, that was really, really a sad, shocking story particularly because he's a friend of a friend. We have a very close friend who was friends with him in AA and 12
right.
Step
yeah.
and for years. And so he was clean for like 23 years. And
yeah,
we
saw
did.
A film
yeah.
star going into rehab and passing of a drug overdose, and it happened literally like 2 weeks later, I think, after we predicted it.
A week or two later.
We also predicted the mall shooting outside of Washington, D.C., where three were killed and the shooter. That was very sad, but that happened literally like a week after our prediction about a mass shooting in a mall in Washington, D.C., and people are, I think they're starting to listen because our predictions are happening at a more accelerated rate now than ever before. And it's even shocking when it happens when we see them happening in the news because we can't even document them fast enough anymore. We can't keep up with it. We predicted a whole bunch of medical breakthroughs, Birkin, like the first lung created in a lab. Yeah,
that was
a breakthrough.
Well, that's close to home, too. Were you?
Because
our mother passed.
Oh.
Our mom passed of lung disease and Alzheimer's, and so that's close to home, right? It's very emotional because she just died 6 years ago this week, and her anniversary of her passing was a few days ago. And that's when the lung breakthrough happened.
How about that?
Wow.
And breakthroughs in stem cells, MS, there was a big breakthrough. There seldom is in MS, and we had said there would be diabetes, cancer, many different types of cancer.
And all of
exciting,
the
breakthroughs in technology and medicine.
All of the winter storms, the stormpocalypse, the killer storms across the UK and England particularly, the massive flooding in England is the worst in 250 years, and we predicted that on two shows. All of these crazy winter storms that are happening, I mean, I think it's the worst in history for snowstorms. Philadelphia, where we're from, has had almost 60 inches of rain in just one season. We used to get one snowstorm a year, maybe. Now they have had 15.
Yeah.
They've had 15 in one season. I mean, this
extreme
crazy.
Weather is crazy, but we did predict it, and you know, people can't come back and say, why didn't you warn us? Because we can say, well, we did. We tried. But 2013 and now 2014 are years of extremes from everything from political scandals to, you know, to these extreme winter storms and snowstorms. I think there's a lot more scandals to come, more political revelations that will be shocking to people. It's going to be a crazy year. It's an exciting time to be an alcoholic, as we say. No, I'm kidding.
Which we aren't.
I love you. Who says that?
We don't really drink.
No, we're not.
We should, but we don't.
We should. If anybody should, we should be drinking heavily. But anyway.
We come from a long line of drinkers, actually, and they lost a family fortune.
Well, Jameson is our last name. I mean,
yeah. So we have a good excuse.
Well, I'm glad people got to hear that y'all are not just predicting doom, gloom, storm. Y'all are gonna die. But at the same time, you do have the medical breakthroughs, give us hope. But I can't imagine what it's like to be you. Like it's like being Cassandra on the volcano day every day, because you get to see it happen.
It's like being what?
Story of Cassandra, the oracle who foresaw the Pompeii's explosion?
Oh, and she was killed, right?
Oh, I love that analogy.
Nobody believed her. She would run. You know, she ran through the streets of Pompeii telling everyone the volcano will erupt, weeks ahead of the time. Earthquake. Nobody listened, and it happened.
Oh.
In your case, you do it every year.
Amazing. Oh, my God, we do it every day. Can you imagine?
That is interesting. I'm going to write that down.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is funny. Nobody wants to hear news about something that might occur. It's an odd thing that people really don't want to believe that something can happen if it's never really happened to them. It's sort of like a blind spot. They don't want to believe it could possibly happen, so they kind of ignore our warnings until it's too late.
Well, you know, really, we do this to warn people and to help people. It's kind of like, well, we've invented a new Olympic sport called synchronized predicting events. And the only thing is that, you know, Olympic sports, they're doing it for their own egos, and we're doing it to help other people.
Or so.
There's a big difference there, right? But,
Besides the hair and sense of fashion, which I will get to, and sense of humor, you know what I like about you guys? You also teach how to do this, because a lot, you know, there are a lot of psychics and mediums who truly believe they are gifted, they're special, they're different, and they do their best in their own perspective. But you also teach how to be psychic. You also teach how to reach to the other side. You also teach how to make predictions.
Right.
The Psychic Intelligence, your book, is on my recommended book list for all my students who study intuition. And I really would love to
so much.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Big compliment.
Are you planning to teach classes in LA or anywhere else? Any classes coming up? Will you be teaching in person?
Wow. You know what? We actually are in talks to work with the European Coaching Federation, with CEOs in Europe and across England and Europe, which is pretty exciting, and also here. But we just don't know where that's going, because it's, they're in Europe and we're here, and we might have to move there, and we just don't know where it's going yet.
We have taught workshops all over the country in the past, Birkin, but we're not sure whether we're going to do that in the near future. I think that we will probably teach at some point again, and maybe even do workshops. I'm not saying never to anything.
I think we're interested in writing more books and continuing to make paintings and artwork and having shows and art shows and this type of thing.
We're artists. A lot of people don't realize we have degrees in painting from, 100 years ago. We've been painting and have a really large collection of artwork we'd like to show in a gallery. So the art is going to be, I think, the next big focus for us when we're financially able to do that.
Because I remember you did stand-up comedy and you were a performance artist.
Yes.
So seeing you back on the stage combined with spiritual wisdom teaching, it would be just fun. And I think people learn through joy faster and better than other forms of learning. So it would be great to see
teaching. Oh, well, thank you. And people have said, you should do a YouTube show and this type of thing. But and that may happen down the road. We don't know. What, Birkin?
No, my first reaction, I have psychic Tourette. Sometimes I just can't hold it back. And they say
psychic Tourette.
No, please be honest.
No, because I jumped right in. I'm like, no.
You said no. Okay, so you're not getting a good feeling about that. And we don't either.
Exactly. I mean, of course, every now and then putting up a video update, just keeping in touch with your fans and friends, that's a great idea. But I see you on big screen, on TV, not YouTube. So.
Yeah, that's been our platform. Exactly. We're the TV psychics. We pioneered psychic work and predictions on TV. And so, that's exciting, It's too bad because I think that – what, Birkin?
Let's put this on a more, let's manifest this on a more regular schedule. So not only as guests, but you two can be, TV regularly and inspire people, because we need quality TV in the United States. We need quality TV, period.
Yes.
And it would be.
That is so true.
Thank you.
We couldn't agree more. I'm feeling that you're supposed to do a project in TV, and both of us
were
chanting for you this morning, and both of us got a very, very strong impression that you're going to get an opportunity very soon in television.
There's a major opportunity coming in.
You know how soon? Let me tell you how soon. I received a phone call right before this show, like virtually 5 minutes.
Today?
The show. Yes.
Oh, really?
That's when we were chanting for you.
Oh, that's so funny. That's when we were talking about it, and we were both getting TV.
We both said, TV, he's getting TV, and we looked at each other, and we said, so did I.
We need to tell him. That's too funny.
Yep, that's a riot.
Oh, is it a series? Can you at least say it's a series?
Yes. It's going to be a reality show in the United States. I can't right now say anything about the network until it's finalized. But I want to confirm your prediction that indeed that is happening right now, and it's coming.
Oh,
start filming
exciting for you!
To come.
Well, we were just saying, my God,
yay!
Birkin is the hottest guy in this industry. You know, you should be on TV more often too. You know, you're our resident hottie, and people, Americans love you. They really do.
Thank you. You are so kind, really. I mean, no wonder I keep inviting you to the show. I mean, look at me just sitting here grinning ear to ear, like,
We mean it. We mean.
Oh, that's so exciting! Good luck, sweetie.
And do you do in-person readings or Skype readings, or did you just give up with the waiting list and all that? What's the situation with that?
We used to do in-person readings. Right now, we're opening up phone readings to people who are listening today. Those who live in the U.S. and Canada. And so if anyone would like to learn about scheduling, just go to our website and email us. That's the easiest way. Right now our email is acting really wonky, so I have to get that checked into. But don't expect a call back right away. We're having some email wonky problems. I think it's Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, but, yeah, we are opening up our list to people if they, you know, contact us within the next few weeks. We'd be happy to discuss giving a reading by phone. We aren't doing in-person readings at this time. We may not. Again, we've been doing them for 20-some years in our home, and it's become a little bit more difficult because we're now doing TV and we're doing writing projects and other things like that. So it's a little harder to get around to the in-person. But we love helping people, and we really want people to feel like they can write to us and contact us, and we'll offer them an opportunity.
That's beautiful. That really is beautiful, and I'm sure it's going to get better after the 28th once Mercury starts going direct again. The communication should go back.
From your mouth. You know, with Magi astrology, they don't really acknowledge Mercury retrograde so much. Are you an astrologer, Birkin?
I wouldn't call. Let's say I dabble. I'm just aware of astrology enough to help my life and be aware of what's going on around me, what's going on around my clients. But I'm not a professional astrologer, no.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
but
we're not either.
I know a lot of people are cheering right now just knowing you'll start doing readings again. In fact, you're going to start doing readings again, like as soon as 30 seconds, because if y'all are ready, we can start taking callers.
Okay.
Bring it.
I can feel the anxiety and anticipation coming from the numbers, which is making my job slightly difficult to choose a number. But angels going
away. We want to give a shout-out. Shout-out to all our Facebook friends and our Twitter friends and LinkedIn friends. We
know you're on there.
We
love you guys.
And So Wei Lin, and we love you guys.
Chrissy. So anyway, yes, bring it.
Let's start with the area code 659. I'm getting a really sensitive, gentle, but anxious energy. Let's see what the question is. Hello, area code 659. You are live on Intuitive Answers. How can we help you today?
Hi, Terry and Linda.
Hi.
Is that So Wei Lin?
Yeah.
So Wei Lin. We knew this was So Wei Lin.
I knew it was you.
You know, while we were chanting, I thought So Wei is going to be the first person we talk to.
Well, I said his name.
I knew it.
And So Wei. And So Wei Lin is in Singapore,
in Indonesia,
the same Wei Lin you just gave a shout-out to?
Yes.
Wei Lin, yes, he's
exactly.
a dear friend and fan for many years.
Well, Wei
How
Lin,
are
you,
you
have manifested your call. Go ahead and ask your question, my friend.
I called in 15 minutes earlier today, but, you know, I pressed the power button also. Like, my call got disconnected, and I was, like, so afraid to, you know, like, I just want to talk to you girls. Like, I just want to ask, like, you know, my life is, like, you know, it's, like, still stuck, and, yeah, and I just can't move forward.
I didn't hear the last part.
Me neither. Sweetie, could you repeat it?
My life is like, hello?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, like my life is like still stuck in, like I'm just, I mean, I just basically do everything, you know, like, it's just stuck. Like, I just cannot, like, move forward, you know, and I don't know, like, what to do.
I know that you're, how old? You're a teenager, right?
Yes, I'm 18 this year.
18, and you're still in school. And,
yeah.
You know, I really feel like you're very hard on yourself, mm-hmm. Waylin, and you don't need to be. You know, I feel like you need to breathe and meditate every day and give yourself a break because you're doing great. You're doing great in school. You're a wonderful, sensitive person. You don't acknowledge yourself enough.
Mm. You're very creative,
Why are
too.
You so hard on yourself?
But I don't, as in, like, I don't feel the greatness. Like, I did try to, like you know, like a compliment myself. Like, you know, it's a good thing that I did, but I just can't feel, like, the greatness, you know. I feel like I'm very emotionless. Like, I feel like I'm, like, not a human, you know, like, yeah.
Because you're sensitive and you're very psychic and picking up, you're an empath. You're picking up on everybody else's emotions, right?
Yeah. Like, I can just feel, like, how everyone feels, yeah.
Well, I really feel that you need to break out of that boundary of I can't. I can't break through. I can't do what I dream of doing. I want you to shift so that you can have what you dream of doing, Waylin. It's very doable. Everything you want to do really is doable, but I think you are blocking yourself by second-guessing. Your doubts and fears are holding you back, kind of like chains. So break those chains of fear and doubt that are blocking you. Determine that you will break through. This is the year I'm going to break through, and I'm going to be able to do such and such and so and so. And I think when you really have that shift, that and link it to a bigger dream too. We really believe that your dream isn't just for you because you are a powerful healer, and I think your dream will impact many others.
Also say, I declare breakthrough today. I declare breakthrough in every area of my life. I declare protection today. And so really make it about this present day. Don't wait. Don't say someday it's going to change. It's going to change today. Have that intention.
And
I declare
exactly.
And expect favor today.
The favor of the whoever you chant, pray to, the Buddhist gods, God, whatever. Act as if you have it now. Act as if you have it. And just kind of go through the motions as if all your dreams of traveling, having a relationship, you know, being successful in a career. I want you to really move out of the field of fear and become that enormous light being that you are. But it starts with really loving yourself and saying, I'm enough, I'm okay, I'm in the perfect place, and my life is supporting me. The universe does want what I want. It's just a matter of time.
And Waylin, can
like
I just...
Because of,
yeah, go ahead, sweetie.
Is it, like, because of, like, my mom? Because, like, she doesn't allow me to, like, do the things I like. Like, I want to, you know, like, just play, like, to learn piano or guitar. And she just, like, she doesn't allow me to, like, just basically do the things that I enjoy. And because I think, for me, it's, like, basically, I just need to, you know, like, and do the things that I love, you know, love myself, But the thing is that, you know, like, I can't, like, you know, basically just can't enjoy the things that I love, you know.
Because of your mom. And so I really feel like you're not always going to be under your mom's wing and under her roof. When you break out and move into your own place, because you're going to be successful and you're going to move out on your own, you're going to be able to do everything that you want to do. We were very restricted, too, by our family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like being raised in a polygamous compound.
Oh,
wow. We had very, like, very rigid rules. Our parents were very sheltered. We were isolated. It was a very controlling environment, and it was terrible for us.
Yeah.
So I think once you get out from under all the rules and restrictions, Soeilin, don't feel like, you know, you're so young.
You're going to
fly and soar like a bird.
Yeah, this is your training. Your mother is actually helping you to grow spiritually and evolve, and you chose her as a mother for a reason, and she's there to help you really develop that hunger to break through and break out and be yourself. And believe it or not, you're going to be more successful because of her trying to hold you back than you would otherwise if she had just given you everything. And believe me, because we know we had a lot of obstacles growing up, and we became hungry to break through. If you're completely enabled by everybody around you, you will never break through because you don't need to. You don't need to really try harder. Everybody's giving you everything. You chose this because you have a big mission. And so she's a part of your big mission and your dreams, believe it or not. So try to have that shift in how you hold your mother and in your mind. Just say, thank you, Mom, for giving me this experience because I know you are helping to be the springboard for my dreams. Okay?
Right there, I'm going to thank Soeilin for connecting with us.
Hello?
What did you say? Honey, we're probably going to have to take another caller.
Exactly. You're going to have to move on, but I know, you know, just re-listen to the show. There was a lot of information. It's going to be on the archives. You can use the same link to re-listen because I have a feeling your answer is already within the answer that's given. So, Soeilin, give it another go. Just listen in a calmer state, and I know you'll get your answer. Thank you so much for calling, sweetie,
okay.
And good luck
love
with
you.
Everything. Good luck with your future.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for
love you, Soeilin.
We love you
bless
too, Soeilin.
See you on Twitter.
Big hugs. Huge hugs.
Perfect.
Okay, thank
you. Isn't he precious?
And now I'm seeing a Beverly Hills area code, so it must be a neighbor. I'm just going to write ahead and, you know, that one. Area code 424. Hi, you are live on Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Johanna calling from Beverly Hills.
Hi, neighbor.
Hi, Johanna.
Hi, ladies. I feel so blessed to be able to talk to you. My energy is so great, and I wrote down kind of what I'm going through right now, and maybe I can just read it to you, and then I'll listen and hear what you have to say.
Yes, and it's
great.
Brief as
thanks,
possible.
Johanna.
And it's
briefly
brief as possible. Possible. Yeah.
Yes.
I might cry. I'm struggling with so many issues right now, and although I'm really positive and I have faith that things are going to work out, but I have some issues going on with my son, who's 12, and I'm trying to move back into my home, and I'm worried about my tenants requesting that I give them, like, $7,500 to move. And I'm struggling with my job search. And, you know, I feel like I'm kind of forcing my will and that maybe there is an easier path for me.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Johanna, can I ask you which one you want to focus on more, the son, the job, the tenants, or which is the most crucial? Because this is like a McDonald's reading.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just open to kind of hearing whatever one you guys want to tune into. I just really trust that, you know, that you guys might pick up on what's the most important thing for me right now.
Well, I keep getting the son, that your son, what's his name?
His name is Jude Saxton.
Jude. Okay, that's a cool name.
Okay, let me focus on Jude. Okay.
He's blonde and blue eyes, super smart.
His dad
is
beautiful. I feel like I'm picking up very, very gifted and very intelligent.
Yes.
He might have a little bit of attention problem sometimes, like a focus problem.
He's got a bit of an anger issue, and his dad is kind of parental alienation, and although we do 50-50 custody, he has problems coming back and, like, transitioning with me, and they're, you know, and he's getting from his dad that he needs to live with him more often, and so they're kind of pushing that, even though I know that's not the right thing.
Right, right, and he's probably, you know, the thing is that because there's this discrepancy between you and the dad that it's sort of pulling him in different directions, and he's really feeling that emotionally because he's very sensitive psychically.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I feel like you and his father can probably come to some sort of agreement where it isn't so much of an upheaval for Jude. And I feel like that's going to happen within a couple of months. Like it'll resolve.
Maybe in a couple of days
time.
We're going to mediation.
I'm getting
a two.
Okay,
oh, there's
there you
a
go.
Mediation.
I'm getting a two.
There you go.
And so in a couple of days. And I'm seeing that, you know, you guys can resolve things around the co-parenting
mm-hmm.
and that you can do it
mm-hmm.
and really come to an agreement even if it means talking to a therapist,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A mediator.
Yeah, and is Jude getting counseling, may I ask? Because I think that could be helpful for
him. I've had him in counseling about 6 times, and his dad is against it, and I really want him to go, and I want his dad to be involved.
Interesting. Well, be very prayerful that he'll continue with that at some point. I think this is a temporary block, because I do think that Jude will eventually get counseling again. But, again, like we said to Waylin in the earlier call, this is happening for a reason. It's perfect or it would be different, as we say. And you really are being moved to a higher place, even though it doesn't feel like it. You're really being moved to a more powerful place of understanding with his father and with Jude. I really feel that you are getting ready to have a breakthrough of some kind this year with both Jude and his father. It may be ongoing struggle for a while, but this is what you all
know. I just want to know, I'm pushing this situation instead of just kind of giving in, which I've always done, and just saying, okay, you can live with your dad full time. I just don't feel that's the right way to go. But I wonder, like, sometimes it's good for the whole, and sometimes you kind of just have to give in, but I really feel that he needs my influence. And, of course, I want him in my life. And he's been with
right.
me.
And
absolutely.
Stand up for yourself. Give your feedback and input and really meditate every day and pray. Be prayerful that the best thing happens for everyone. Because I feel like also I'm wanting Jude to, like, get into martial arts or sports, something where he can kind of get his anger and emotions out, maybe through martial arts is what I'm getting. It could be karate,
he
judo,
has,
something like that.
He has soccer, and he's
good.
A big soccer player,
okay.
and I
okay.
just took him to his first boxing lesson with a friend of mine, and I'd like him to continue with that.
Great.
Perfect.
Great, very helpful.
Johanna, thank you
well,
so
I
much
see,
for
I see good
in.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're
and
welcome,
I will
Johanna. Good luck to you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
with the same speed, I'm moving on to the next energy, and I'm being pulled to the area code 310. Since I have a few 310s, this one starts with a 4. So 310, and the first digit is 4. Hi, you are live on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Nina. Hi, I'm an intuitive attorney, and I wanted to call, and I'm single, and I wanted to call and ask about my relationship, but then since I'm intuitive, my intuition is kicking in and is telling me to just ask about my career and my business. So if you have any guidance on that, I would greatly appreciate it.
I love intuitive attorney. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's really great.
May I ask what your last name is? Just
yes,
because we might contact you.
Oh, yeah. It's Hojack. I can
Hojack.
Message too, yeah.
Okay,
Facebook.
That'd be great. I love that. And we need more intuitive attorneys because most of them are clueless.
Well, I feel like this is a year of opening for you. And what I'm getting is around May or June that there are more clients coming, more business contracts coming around May and June of this year. Also, I feel like September for money coming in.
Yeah, it's going to be, a good year for you. You've really been oppressed, haven't you, in your field?
Yes.
Yeah, you've really met with some severe opposition and jealousy, I think. People trying to block you is what I'm seeing in the past. And yeah, is that true?
Yeah, because I'm positive, I'm intuitive and all that jazz, I tend to block that out of my own mind as well. and, you know, make excuses. But I, the fact that you're saying it out loud is really resonates with me.
Because I think that you're really stepping into your power this year, Nina. This is the year when I really see you standing up more for yourself and really believing that you have unlimited self-esteem and power. I think that you're anchoring, almost like anchoring a new belief or imprinting a new belief about what you deserve. And it took you a long time to get here, but I think you are really going to impact a lot of people with your work. And I even see you doing interviews. For some reason, I'm seeing a TV appearance.
I see you, writing a book. I think you're going to write a book about, and you should, about being an intuitive attorney. I think a lot of people need to learn from you.
Yeah, we're seeing this being the year of the woman and women coming to the fore in different fields and politically and otherwise corporate. And I think you have a real voice. You're very articulate. People like you. And I think you have more power than you think.
You have a gift for mediumship, don't you, since you were a child?
Yeah.
And
yes,
I feel like that was age three, yes. And that really helps you, I think, sometimes with your work.
Yes.
And it will continue to. Not that you'll ever be like a professional medium or anything like that, but I feel like you have that gift and will continue to develop your psychic gifts. But I see you writing that book. And someday I see you working on your own, very entrepreneurial spirit, so you might work for yourself.
That's how I am. I'm more of a business person than, you know, I'm an attorney, but I use my law background and all of my degrees. I have, like, I think 9 at this point.
All of my degrees? 9 degrees? My goodness.
I use them, you know, I just kind of integrate them in everything I do. So you really nailed it on the head that I consider myself an entrepreneur first.
Oh,
yeah, that's
goodness.
Exactly what they were saying.
You're an interesting lady.
Thank you.
Yes, well, we wish you so much luck. I really feel that you're going to step into a new level of your power this year and just really nurture yourself along the way because you're very hard on yourself. You set your bar so high on every level that I think sometimes you forget to just have fun and enjoy your life.
Thank you for that. Thank you. You guys are just wonderful. Thank you. This is so this
thank you.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
It's a pleasure.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Now,
bye.
Girls?
Yes.
How are you doing? It was back to back. How are you feeling?
We're
feeling
great. I'm so happy to talk to these wonderful listeners.
You really attract some lovely, lovely listeners.
I pray for it. I set the intention before every show, and I'm just grateful for every single caller, every single person in the chat room, every single person who's listening, every single person who's listening from the archives, because I feel the energy is just continues to spread. Even after the show, it is there. It is stored in the universe.
It does, like a ripple effect.
Yeah, thousands of people listen to your shows.
Yes.
Now,
oh, my goodness.
I have a personal favor to ask. One of my dearest friends who is a part of my company, part of my soul family, I see her number on the switchboard. She's calling in. And I know she's a huge fan.
Oh, your personal friend.
She's a huge fan
isn't
of y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and just let her, even though we have 10 minutes left, we can have a short reading. What do you think?
Certainly. What is her name?
And please feel free to jump in, too.
Yeah, jump in if you want to tag team with us.
Yeah, I know how much people want to hear from you. I didn't want to steal their
time. No.
So I'm here every Wednesday. I'm here every Wednesday, 10 a.m. But y'all are very special, and they don't get to talk to you often, so I just respect their time with you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let Rachel in. Hello, Rachel, sweetheart. Are you with us?
I couldn't resist it.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Oh, we're so glad you called.
I love you.
Thank you.
How sweet.
You're like a fountain of love and caring and joyful energy. I love it.
Is so
what a compliment.
Sweet.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. That's how it feels, really. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's go. I just have like, just wanted to know if you have some message for me from the universe. I mean, LA right now and studying here and changed totally life and I moved to LA for 1 year. So, well, maybe
at least. Wow, there's a lot of interference. Like I'm
there's
hearing a lot of spirit.
Did you hear it? That spirit wanting to come in. Yes.
Whenever Rachel talks, I'm hearing other voices coming in on the line.
Yeah.
Me
so
too.
Piggybacking
a little,
spirit.
A little bit of interference.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes, it's better.
Okay. So did you hear my question?
No. I only heard part of it. I think you said you moved here for your career.
A year ago, yeah.
You said something after that.
I said I moved to Los Angeles to study for 1 year at least at the moment. So I'm sharing my time between LA and Europe. And I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay. Interesting. I'm getting a move coming up. Were you looking at moving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Funny.
It's within the next, feels like it could be within a few months. Why is it that you feel a little powerless with the situation in your life right now, Rachel?
Well,
your hands are tied.
I need my time to adjust to LA.
Ah, yes. It's a big change. Where are you from? Are you from Sweden or France?
I'm
where
from
are you
France
from?
Originally. I lived for 20 years in Holland, and I moved to LA. So it's a big city. It's So I arrived 3 weeks ago, so I'm still adjusting. So that's why.
Oh, yes.
Like,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
LA,
I was
wondering really.
About my love life and my, everything.
Your love life.
Changes, so.
Well, you know, I have to, I'm going to just, we're very honest psychics, so we don't blow smoke to tell people what they want to hear, and that's what you like, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm just feeling like this is not the best place for love for you, LA.
Okay.
And it's not because of my own experience, you know, it's just energetically, it's not the best place for you to find romance. And what I'm feeling astro-locality-wise is a better place for you in Europe. And it feels like France. I feel like you're going to meet this person in France.
Somebody with dark hair, it feels like he may have brown or hazel eyes. And there's something quiet and kind of peaceful about him. He's very stable. I feel like you tend to have a sort of bad judgment about the guys you pick. Your picker is off, as we say. And sometimes I think you pick men that try to control you or take advantage of you. I feel like you're going to start making better choices, but really be prayerful about that, Rachel, because people try to take advantage of your kindness.
Yes.
Yes.
I understand
and,
what you mean.
You do, yes, because you're really special, and I think you tend to want to believe other people are as good as you are. They're not. And you are really an unusual person. You're also very creative, are you not? Have you ever done dance or acting or anything like this?
I've done belly dance. I love to dance a lot. I'm creative, absolutely.
Very
yes.
creative. Yes. Yeah, I see writing.
I got writing as well, and it's funny. I felt like you and Birkin had been siblings in a past life, and it feels like England. So did you guys know that?
Totally.
You felt that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful.
Our past life regression meditations, it actually came up. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
And it
came up in past life.
Oh, how interesting. That's neat. That's a neat validation. Yeah, you're both so happy. You vibrate at a very high rate, and people just don't know what to make of you when you're together. It's like, whoa, they're blown away. Their circuits are blown. you really are not of this planet, and you know that. There's an energy called Alexandra. She's saying, my name is Alexandra. She's helping you, like a spirit guide. And she came in as soon as you started talking. I got this name, Alexandra. And she's so proud of you. She's so proud. She's saying you have so many talents and so many different directions you can go in. Don't worry. You'll get to all of them. You can do more than one thing in your life, you know. I really feel that the relationship will come. But it's going to take, you know, just kind of enjoy being day-to-day. And, well, maybe I'll try this today. Maybe I'll try that. I've always wanted to do this. Let me do that. Don't lock it in. I have to do this. This has to be my career. You will find the right people, to make it all happen in time. They'll find you. And you're just such a kind soul. I caution you, though, you tend to rescue people, and you rescue men, and I don't want you to do that anymore.
No, exactly. I need a king for a queen.
Great. It feels so great to hear these things, not from me, but, you know, when I say, you're so close, I'm just like a brother. But...
Absolutely.
Well,
so nice talking to you.
It's been a pleasure.
You're
thank
lovely.
You,
thank you so much. Thank
Rachel,
you so
I will
much.
See you later.
You're welcome, Annie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rachel.
Oh, she's adorable.
Oh, wow.
She is. She is. I'm so blessed to have her in my life. I'm so blessed to be working with her. Thank you, God. I thank for her pretty much every day. Now, Terry, Linda, how can people reach you? Your website is psychictwins.com, correct?
That's correct.
That's
It's psychictwins.com. We own the trademark and the service mark, and so people try to steal our name and they try to pretend they're the Psychic Twins, but that's the only official website for us, and you can reach us through there.
And we have
on
a Facebook page.
The Contact Us page. On the Facebook page, we have three or four fan pages that people have done for us.
Right.
Go to thepsychictwins.com. The one we did is The Psychic Twins, and we have 15,000 fans, so do that one first. And then I have a Facebook page for myself, Terry Jameson, but we're almost full up on that.
Yeah, we do actually, we do interact every day with our fans and friends on Facebook and Twitter, which most people don't do.
We don't do readings for people on Facebook.
I can imagine,
Not interesting. Yeah. I mean, we'll give encouragement sometimes, of course.
Right. Did you consider joining Instagram so we could see your art?
Oh, you know what? I haven't done Instagram, but Chrissy has put up an Instagram page for us, and Sheenzy in Trinidad has put up a wonderful Pinterest page. That's
Pinterest.
The 100% official Psychic Twins Pinterest page, and it's amazing. She puts it out every single prediction we ever get, she puts up there.
Yes, thank
Perfect.
You, Sheena. And yeah, and we do intend to get our art, more of our artwork on online. We haven't even copied a lot of it. Most of it's not even in this city. It's in Philadelphia. But we do plan to get more of it online eventually. And it's exciting. We have a lot of plans for things down the road. But you know, anyone who wants to contact us can definitely get us through our website, psychictwins.com. Go to the Contact Us page. Sign up for our free newsletter. We've been doing it for 7 years. I think this is our eighth year. We're doing our monthly free newsletter, and we offer encouragement and guidance in that as well.
Yeah, we do.
And I know you're quite
writing.
Active on Twitter, right?
Oh, you know, we are. We have fun
yes.
with Twitter because it's a great way to get out ahead of the rumors and the bullying and all of that. We get out ahead. When people are making up lies about our predictions, we can put out there what we really predicted and what the real deal is. So it's like, you know, every time we make a world prediction, it's like we've crossed enemy lines under sniper fire. We have this huge target on our backs, and everybody's waiting for
That's
us to fail.
To
it's like, come
Silly.
On. I mean, the gold medalist fell twice on the ice and still got gold, you know. And if we made two mistakes in predictions, our career would be over, right?
That's right.
So, you know, we're always under sniper fire, and that's why we like Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's great. It's a great invention.
Well, we'll surround you with a lot of light, and we'll protect you from all
you.
Those psychic attacks or all sorts of fire. Angels are with you. I believe that as long as we are focused on service, I really believe we are protected. Just surround yourselves with that beautiful light that I'm seeing around you every day. Nothing can reach you, I'm telling you.
Thank you so much.
Bless
returning.
You.
And I know
thank
this
you,
month
Birkin.
We are lost
so much
together.
Fun.
Let's do this regularly. Let's do this every
definitely.
Year.
Definitely.
We always love talking with you, Birkin.
Yeah, it's always so much fun. You're just a light in the world, and you know that.
Thank
we
you
adore
so.
You.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank everyone who called in today and who joined us in the chat room. If you missed the beginning of the show, you can listen to the show right after the broadcast on the same page. And I'll be back next week, 10 a.m. Pacific on Wednesday, and I'll be taking your calls and devote the entire hour to giving readings. Goodbye and take care.